to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's a cold winter day in the East and the South and wherever else. Isn't that amazing? You can get involved by keeping warm. It's the thing to do, folks. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my brand new biblical question for this week is amazing. What's the difference between civil rights and human rights? What's the difference between civil rights and human rights? Amazing. I've been hearing about it for the last 70 years. I didn't hear anything about that prior to the so-called civil rights movement. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show, you're out there attacking ICE, or you don't love your kids, so you're sending them to school to get them out of your hair, or you'd rather be at work because you get more ego gratification at work, and then you come home tired and tick, or whatever, or you're just working out, or you're just making breakfast, lunch, or dinner. You can podcast the show and listen to it on your phone or iPhone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or bond JOP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Tuesday.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw! And Tuesday is one of my favorite days. Not only because life is amazing on Tuesday and every day, it's because it reminds me of the good old days when America was America and human beings treated each other the way that they would like to be treated. And when boys were boys and men were men. And when country and Western music, what's the only music I can hear down in Alabama at the time on the plantation? We couldn't hear all the other music. Eventually, we got a chance to start listening to it. But when country and Western music was country and Western music.
my faults where they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making homes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing.
Amazing.
My bad, Derek. A spiritual battle, but it's inside of you. It's not on the outside. It's inside of every human being, and they, what's inside of them, they put it outside to blame others. To blame others. It's a spiritual battle. It's amazing. And what I've noticed is that you can either sink deeply into the darkness of your imagination and emotions, or you can rise above it. That is so amazing to me, that you can literally rise above the darkness of your imagination, your emotions. And the reason I noticed that, well, one of the reasons, not the only reason, is that, you know, like I've met people who were supposed to be working on themselves, and then for some reason they stop or they go away or something, and then the next time you talk to them, they are crazier than they were before you met them or when you first met them. And then you find out later they stopped working on themselves, and they went deeply into darkness, and they are crazy. It's like, and they don't even know they're crazy. They speak in a crazy-like way. They have crazy ideas because for whatever reason, they decided they got mad or something happened, and they went back down into the darkness, and it's awful. And they are worse than they were when they were working on themselves. That's evil. It's amazing. So it's up to you. You can come out of the darkness into the light, or you can just continue to sink into it. And it's going to get rough for you. It'll be rough for you and no one else but you. Now, you'll try to hurt others with it, with the dark evil spirits in you, but you'll suffer because what you do to others, you're really doing it to you. That's, you're in pain, trying to create pain. Isn't that something? Oh, amazing. There's this guy by the name of Galileo Galilei. Am I right there? Galileo Galilei. He said, this is the quote of the day, by the way. Galilei, but whatever, y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm black and slow. He said, "You can," and I quote, and it's so powerful, it's so life right. "You cannot teach a man anything. You cannot teach a man anything, or woman." In those days, we knew men, and it meant, when you say man, you meant the woman, too. But since people are dumb now, you have to remind them. It said that you cannot teach a man anything. You can only help him find it within himself or with himself. You cannot teach a man anything. You can only help him find it within himself. That is so true. That is not even, and that's him right there. If you're looking at the lie right now, You cannot teach a man anything. You can only help him find it within himself. That's the way it was with Christ. Christ could not teach anyone anything, and he didn't try. But what he did was point them back to themselves so that they can find it within themselves. And that's why when you're out there trying to help and teach and all that mess, it's a sign of you being lost. You're lost. You heard the truth, and you got it intellectually, and you run right away and try to teach. And then you hate it for it, and then you sound silly because you have no idea what you're talking about. God said, tell no one. You run out and tell everybody. Instead of letting the spirit of truth guide you into when to speak and when not to, and what to say and what not to say. You don't trust that. You don't trust that at all, but you know the word. Well, anyway, right on, Mr. Galileo. Right on, you're so right. Now I'm gonna read more about him. They don't have wise men like that anymore. You hear about them once every blue moon. So the next time you see a blue moon, look around you, you're gonna find a wise man. All right? So the next time you see a blue moon, look around you. I want to show you evil at work, lost people. And I've showed you this before. These are lost people. And what you're seeing is pure evil. There's no love, no good intent, nothing nice about this, nothing right about it at all. It's all evil. And if you see that you think that this is right, there's something wrong with you. You can't see. Some of you know about what's happening in Minnesota right now. And I want you to see that this is evil. Hell on earth inside of them. It's not outside, it's inside. And they are demonstrating pure evil. Amazing. So, this is evil. And this is happening in my country. When I become president and these people do this kind of stuff, I'm just going to lock them up the first day they show up. The first day they show up to fight the police, to fight ICE, to fight the lawmakers who are trying to do their job. I'm just going to lock them up because you know they're evil. Why even give them time to cause more destruction? Why? And the more they act out and the more they get, quote unquote, shot because you're emotional, you're going to take side with the devil because you're lost. Oh, my heart goes out to him or her. Oh, my heart goes out to the family. The person got shot because you're weak and emotional and evil, you identify with them, not realizing that showing real love, if they had not showed up, they would be alive. The ICE people tried to do their job, what we hired them to do. And these evil men and women are in the way, all for a thrill of it. all for the thrill. That's all it is evil. It's not love at all, and it's not the American way. And if you think it is, it's because you're lost. These people have no business out there in the way of ICE doing their job. And some people say that it is well organized and they're getting paid for it. And some people just showing up because they're stupid. What the? Fox 2 is reporting. Gregory Bovina has been demoted from his role as the Border Patrol commander at large following two deadly shootings of quote unquote American citizens at the hands of federal agents in Minnesota. Amazing, huh? Fox 9, Border Patrol commander and some Border Patrol agents are expected to leave Minnesota. Watch this from WGN News.
Also breaking tonight, Greg Bovino has been removed from his role as Border Patrol commander at large. That's according to The Atlantic, citing three sources, including an official with the Department of Homeland Security. The Atlantic reports Bovino will return to his former job in California and is expected to retire soon. Bovino has caused controversy in Minneapolis and Chicago for his aggressive tactics.
They always get rid of the good guy. I don't know what Bovino has done or not, but I know that the people who are protesting are pure evil. And this is not right kind of protest. This is evil protest. And they're doing it because, according to the report, they're getting paid to do it. And others are out there because they just didn't have anything else better to do. And they need another thrill. This is evil. Some border patrol commanders and agents are set to leave Minnesota. Watch some WTKR News 3.
And we are learning some Border Patrol commanders and federal agents are packing to leave up Minneapolis.
As Bradley Blackburn reports, this comes after two Americans were shot and killed by federal agents there in less than 3 weeks.
Protesters gathered outside of a Minnesota hotel overnight where they believe U.S. Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino may be staying. Sources tell CBS News Bovino and some of his agents will leave Minneapolis as soon as today. Another source says Bovino has been relieved of his command. It comes 3 days after a federal agent shot and killed 37-year-old ICU nurse Alex Preddy. Bovino strongly defended his agent Saturday.
Right, this looks like a situation where an individual wanted to do maximum damage and massacre law enforcement.
But multiple videos from the scene contradict his statements.
People are losing faith that the federal government can be capable of enforcing federal law and doing it professionally and without widespread constitutional violations.
See how dumb that is? The ICE people didn't go look for the protesters. The protesters came out, went out, and got in the way of ICE. How are you going to blame ICE for anything? What are they supposed to do? And now they're going to think that what they're doing is working. And you're going to see more of this in other cities and states. Because the evil ones think that they are right. The border patrols are leaving, some of them, according to the report. So the evil people are going to think they're right, and they're going to do the same thing in other locations, and it's just going to get worse. It's like people who work on themselves and they stop. They get worse. They don't get better. These evil protesters are going to get worse. May God have mercy on America. It's just going to get worse. And remember that I told you this, because these people have been doing this for a while now. We saw it in the radical, far-left, evil Black Lives Matter people. They burned down America. And over there in Minnesota, too. This is evil. This is not the American way. This is not freedom of speech or right to protest. This is pure evil. Fox 2 is reporting. President Donald Trump said he had a very good call with Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Fryer and announced that the border czar, Tom Holm, will set him, will meet with him. Watch this from WTKR News 3.
With growing backlash, President Trump now seems to be changing course. On social media, the president said he had good calls with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey Monday, announcing his border czar, Tom Homan, will now coordinate with state and local officials on the ground.
We hope Governor Walz will do the right thing and continue to work with President Trump to keep the American people safe.
Governor Walz's office said in a statement the president agreed to look into reducing the number of federal agents in Minnesota. Fry also says he'll continue to push for an end to ramped up federal immigration operations and that he plans to discuss next steps with Holman today.
Believe me, Trump is very smart. He's making it stronger. Go home, don't mess around. What a mess, only in America. These protesters are evil people. They're not out there doing it the American way. They're doing it because, according to some report, they're getting paid. And they are loud and out of control. They're evil. Think about this. They are going against protecting the American people, pretending that they're not. It's the illegal aliens. And I don't care the fact that they came here, they're lawbreakers. Whether they committed other crimes or not, doesn't even matter. If they have children, take the children back with them. That's their children. Go back home with your own children. Why would you feel bad? Oh, the children. Like you love the children. It's all an act. It's evil. It's all an act. There's been reported that these wild, evil protesters are biting off the finger, or have biting off the finger, at least one of Border Patrol. And you think that's fine. There's something wrong with you. You need to check your heart. Human beings are wicked and cold and evil. You don't know the depths of how wicked human beings are, the nature of human beings. There's no love in it, period. It's all dark. That's why when you stop working on yourself, you go deeper back into that human nature, which is the devil's nature, and you get worse. You get worse. You don't get better. You don't even know you've gotten worse. And you're just crazy all the way. Amazing. I want my country back. I say I want it back, but I already know it's not coming back. But I remember the good old days. I thank God that I was born when I was born, when America was great. And it was great. Be not deceived. America was great at one time. There was no forcing people to live with one another, no force busing, and no force making white people give up their life for you because you're too dumb to take care of yourself. You fall for a lie. You have false leaders. I remember America when it wasn't that way, when the people made their own decisions. Amazing, huh? You will regret it. If you doubt me, look at Europe. They have destroyed Europe. All the white countries are under attack because they're the best. You're the best. Better than all the rest. Better than anyone. Anyone I ever met. You're the best. And they're jealous of white people. And they bring these SO people from the SO country to destroy white countries. They've been using blacks to do it for 70 years. And not all, but most blacks was glad and happy to do it. All you do, give me something free, they say. And not all, but most. And I'll help you destroy America. And now they bring in foreigners to really take America down to her knees and create a socialist society, one that they can control. And you don't see the evil in it. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Florida and talk to Rodrigo, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Jesse, I wanted to ask.
Ask.
Anything that you are willing to die for.
I'm sorry?
If there is anything that you are willing to die for.
No.
Nice.
How about you?
I don't think so. But I heard about some people who had dreams. You know, they had these big goals in life that they were willing to, they would like to achieve it, or they would like to die in the process of achieving it. You know, they had this very big drive to do something. And that made me think of, that seems to be something like having faith, except the goal would be to just do whatever God would have you do.
Those people who said they are willing to die for something, they're lost, evil people, and they need an ego thrill, and they think that when they die for it, that the people going to love them for it, and the people will forget them as soon as they're dead and gone. It's just another thrill. It's an ego. It's deception. Right. It's not love.
What do you have driving you towards, you know?
I'm sorry?
Overcome.
Speak up right into your phone for me.
Yes, sir. I can speak a bit louder.
Okay, that's perfect now, yeah.
What do you have driving you forward, making you overcome the hardships that come to you?
Realizing that there is no me, and so there is no such thing as hardships.
Right. So let's say you see that there is something you need to do, and there are obstacles in the way. Why go over the obstacles instead of remaining as you are?
I don't know what you mean by that. Give me an example of you doing that, because I don't know what you mean.
Right. For example, let's say that I'm starting a business, and I want to distribute some flyers. But I don't have a lot of time, so I have to wake up very early in the morning. But it may be difficult to wake up in the morning, but I know that I should, because I have to, you know, or at least it seems to me that it would be better to have the business succeed.
And your question about that is what?
The question is, where do you draw the energy to do things? If there isn't something that you want to achieve at the end of it all.
Number one, you should never want to achieve anything. And if there's something you can do, just get up and do it. And don't go by what you think or feel about it. Just get up and do it.
I see.
Just do it without, even though the devil, the thoughts are trying to make you stop, just do it anyway.
Right.
Robert, you got to take a break. Thank you, man. Amazing.
No worries. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Is it gambling man or traveling man?
I don't know.
Hanging around and doing the best I can. Those ICE protesters get what they deserve. They get what they want. And if that's death, they get death. And you bury them and forget about them. A rambling man.
According to Google.
Lord, I was born a rambling man. They get what they deserve. And you are wrong. And so wrong with you if you feel bad for them. That means that's a sign that something is wrong with you. These people want the thrill. They getting paid some, according to the report. Some are doing it just for thrills only. Why are you feeling bad for that? And if they die, they did. That's what they wanted. In life, you get what you put out. You put out evil. Evil will destroy you. You put out perfect love will give you life. You get what you deserve. You're in control of your life. What do you mean in that? Is it you're serving evil or you're serving good? You can't serve both. But anyway, announcement, like the videos. Like the video. Check out our merch, amazing merch. Merch like, Lord, have mercy, merch. Parcheesi coffee. Good. Parcheesi coffee is amazing. And then mugs and t-shirts and hoodies. When she crying, she's lying. All thoughts are all lies all the time. About anything. And they're amazing. And coffee mugs. So check it out. Every dime goes back into the work. You're helping us to help others. And you're getting great things. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, or jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop. And then I do shout outs for you as well. Shout out to the dead people in Minnesota. shout out to the ICE people who are trying to do their job to protect the American citizens from the lawbreakers, the illegal aliens. Shout out. Or just plain old birthday shout outs, weddings, anniversaries, encouragement, whatever the shout out is. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Amazing, huh? And those shout-outs are amazing. Tony is out of California. Tony, you are on the air.
Hey, Justin, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Not really. I hear a lot of noise in the background.
Okay, let me call you back then. I'll call you back. Let me get from around here. I'll call you back.
All right. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Mark out of Los Angeles. Mark, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Mark.
How are you?
Speak up a little bit, but all is well.
Oh, yeah. I agree with half of what you say.
And what I've said that you don't agree with?
Punchy's coffee is dangerous for you. And I'm worried about you. You're drinking too much of it. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, I agree with everything you say. Everything you say.
Amazing. No.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have been able to say that officially if I hadn't lived in Atlanta for a whole year. And I've been to Alabama, and I agree. Even though I'm Mexican, I'm not a self-hating Mexican. I feel that half these people are going to protest just to, and they're born here, just like me. And they just, you know, they're not getting paid for it, but they're stealing and they're just pretending to care about illegal immigrants. If they really cared, they would help them, teach them how to read, like the black people did, you know, and they would help feed them. They don't do that. They just want to go out there and protest and wait for the insurrection so they could steal from Big Five, you know.
Yeah.
And I know that because I almost got shot. I was one of the first guys to get shot at by the LAPD because, you know, we're at City Hall. And you have this loudmouth white girl. I'm sorry to say this, but she wasn't even, you know, caring. And, oh, we demand rights. Wait, what do you mean we? You're the one that has, I have rights. And, you know, why did the LAPD shoot at me? Why? Because I looked the most dangerous. And they thought I was going to be sympathetic.
You were protesting?
Nah, hell no. I was fucking stuck in downtown. I couldn't even get on the damn, I was going to say MARTA bus.
Yeah, don't curse.
No, sorry. Oh, sorry, sir.
Yeah.
And in Alabama and Georgia, they have the MARTA, you know, and it's very hard to get on and do fare evasion and this and that. But in L.A., it's really easy. So I couldn't do it. And, you know, at the time I was seeing someone and she was stuck in Pasadena. She thought that I was lying because of this, what's going on. And then, you know, and I met you through her. And so, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't even be listening to the show right now. But so she's having some issues, and I need to get to see her. And I'm like, okay, I'm stuck in downtown. Well, what's going on? What's going on? Thousands of American people are throwing rocks at LAPD. And it made me want to join the LAPD, honestly, because in Atlanta, they did civil disobedience. And if you're going to answer the biblical question, I haven't even had my punchies yet. But look, I'm telling you right now, it heats me up because I got beat up by the police. I got a $100,000 settlement, gave $30,000 to my mom. It wasn't enough. All because of civil rights. And it wasn't a civil rights case. To answer the question,
you gave your mama your money?
Well, I was a stupid idiot at the time. I thought that she was going to hold it for me and invest in my school because, you know, mijo, you need to get your teeth fixed. I said, my teeth? We're talking about civil rights here. You know, and, you know, everything was about civil rights until I got the money. And that's the answer to the question in my mind. Like,
what is the difference between civil rights and human rights?
I don't think there is a difference. In my mind, there shouldn't be a difference. But the difference is that civil rights, it should be something that everyone deserves. Like, you know, just basic, you know, equal rights for color and, like, just basic education. It should be like that. But things backwards now. Because human rights, people have the wrong idea of what they deserve as a human because we all feel entitled to a bunch of shit, and we're all watered down now.
Don't curse on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, poop. So, yeah, like, we're all entitled to our own crappy idea of what we think is human rights because of all these people that are woken up, and supposedly we have rights that shouldn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you know, all these marriage rights and personal civil rights. Everyone's mixing up the idea between what's good for society and their selfish needs. And in my opinion, civil rights is just exactly what it is, civil, like group, you know, like what should be civil and fair. But
interesting.
Human rights is like, it's a hard question now, human rights, because now we don't even know what human is. How are you going to tell me what human is when we have to share bathrooms with people now? Like back then, people were fighting for colors. I went into a place I was helping clean with my ex-brother-in-law, and it said, if it's brown, flush it down. And I was like kind of laughing because I'm brown. But the thing is, then it said, like, and then, oh, and in Atlanta, I saw nooses in my mom's backyard. And I was trying to save all this stuff to show her that this is historical stuff in the backyard because we live near Martin Luther King's house in Collier Heights in Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah, and she's like, mijo, that's trash. I'm like, no, this is somebody lived here before us, mom. There's a history to every house. You know, you don't pay attention to what's going on. You know, you're married to a black man, but you don't understand the black.
Your mother's married to a black man?
Of course, that's my stepdad. Yeah, he's Creole though. He's
so let me ask you this because I got to run it. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Let me ask.
Yeah.
So are you gonna make your mother pay your money back?
No way! I'm gonna give her more money. I'm gonna tell her this. So this time, this is from the heart. That was a gift. That was your son being a man. This is your son being a man now and telling you that I'm taking my life back if I'm forgiving you. But I'll see you on Sunday.
All right, buddy.
Thanks. I'm going to send her some punchies. She needs that punchies. That's what she needs.
Yeah, for sure. Thank
all
you.
All right, love you. Take care. Bye.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Super chats.
Five coffees from Anthony. Jesse, I have to take an antipsychotic for my bipolar disorder. I have also other addictions, energy drinks and nicotine kratom, all these prescriptions. And I'm trying to sum it up because it's not pithy.
Keep it pithy.
I also search within to see if I hold anger towards, and my dreams bring back my anger. I've forgiven my parents twice to make sure that I did it right. And can I achieve what's been promised, perfect peace and no thought, even if I stay on the antipsychotic? Am I on the right road eliminating these vices, trying to drop these vices? Knowing that I can come as I am and that I'm perfect. And he says he's going to do the counseling thing with you through Bond.
So I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm not a medical doctor, right? So I'm not telling you what to do with your little anti-polar pills. But I do know for a fact and without a doubt, if you drop the anger by forgiving your mother first, or forgiving your mother and your father, and the Father God would take away the evil spirit of anger, resentment, anxiety, reaction, and all that. I do know that your mind, if you stay present by doing the silent prayer, everything will clear up for you. Because the only problem that you have, and it is an illusion problem because there's no such thing as problems, right? But the only thing you have is that this anger is keeping you in the darkness of your imagination and feelings. Human beings with emotions are evil people. You can't trust them. They're blind and can't see. They're intellectual, whether Bible intellectual or secular intellectual, they're wicked people. So I recommend that you forgive. And you don't have to go back and do it if you've already done it. Don't let the evil spirit tell you you didn't do it right. They lie to you. All thoughts are all lies all the time. But if you forgive and you practice staying in the present, right here, right now, instead of lost in your head, thinking about the past or the future, this or that, having any opinion about yourself, I promise you, you shall be free. You will be free. But you got to do it. Be present. You must let every thought pass. It's a practical thought about work, what you're going to eat, you know, where you're going to live. Those are just practical things. But if you drop the anger, I promise you, you shall be free. All right? So stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And if you need counseling, go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. We have the best counseling service on the planet. All right? Thank you.
He also says he's been binging your church services. Thank you for all you're doing, Jesse.
Amazing fellowship. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church and podcast if you've not seen it, or you just want to watch it again and again and again. You stay with it, you'll be fine, I promise. But you got to stay with it. You got to do it. Meaning you got to practice staying present, not in your head. Amazing. Thank you.
Lori, with a biblical question answer.
What is the difference between civil rights and human rights?
Civil rights come from the world, and I see my human rights from God is to stay evil or be done with evil and be free like I was made to be.
Thank you.
And she said human right, not human rights.
Human right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is?
Yeah, one right.
Not rights.
Yeah.
Is that true?
That's what she said, that she sees her human right from God to stay evil or be done with evil.
Oh, I see. Yep. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I totally appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori.
Yeah.
Laddie, the ICE agent who killed that lady, didn't give enough space and time to see she was not going to run him down. The lady was looking away from the agent, and the wheels were turned away as well, says Laddie. For that reason, agent will pay for not giving that. As a result, the uproar from the people could have been avoided. Can't afford to mess up.
What would have been avoided if she never showed up? She had no business being out there, so she got what she deserved. And there's no other excuse, no other reason, no other nothing. She should not have been there. She brought that on herself. And the ICE agents are not to blame for that, or anyone else, really. Not her mama, not her daddy, but her. Amazing. Thank you, though.
Caleb, out of coffee. Good morning. Watching thoughts in
good
church.
Good morning.
Watching thoughts in church like stunned you missed church because of the assignment, Rochelle. Thanks for sharing, by the way. Amazing heart.
What?
Stunned you missed church because of the assignment, Rochelle. Thanks for sharing, by the way. Amazing heart. I don't remember the reference. I'm
me
not
either.
Sure if I get it.
But thank you very much. Amazing.
Thank you, Kayla.
Stay with it.
Bibby 42, they use the word, quote unquote, protest to stir up chaos and destruction.
Yep.
They don't actually care about protesting so long as they can be violent. What a mess.
There's nothing American about what those people are doing. It's for evil. They want to sink America. They want to turn it into a socialist society. That's not the American way. What the? Amazing.
Roy bought a coffee. The guy in Minnesota who got shot was obstructing ICE operations. These are people who are mentally unstable, angry, etc., being used for their own destruction. Where was the outrage when the fallen Messiah was doing this? Minnesota government doesn't give a darn, he didn't say darn, about those people. I think they are amplifying it to hide all of the Somalian fraud Nick Shirley found.
I don't give a darn if he does come home, Paul. I won't accept him. Thank you very much.
On Cash App, that's Bond JLP on Cash App. Curly says, it's my birthday, 25 today. Thanks, Bond.
You're welcome and thank you and happy birthday. And right away, I remember when I was 25, I woke up that morning. And because growing up, we were told at 25, a man should have his own home, have a job. If you want to get married, bring his wife into his home. Do not go into her world. And so I woke up at 25 that morning. I remember as though it was right now. And I'm like, oh. You know, he's snorting and everything, he wakes up. And I'm like, wow, I'm 25 today. That's amazing. And I said, I got to buy me a home. I get a house. I didn't have one dime to put down on it. But I did have a job, but I just didn't have any money to put down on a home. And I'm like, I got to go out and get me a house. And I went out, introduced myself to a realtor. And she's like, well, okay. You have money to put down? I'm like, no. She's like, well, how are you going to get a house? You ain't got no money to put down on it. I'm like, I don't know, but I know I'm 25. I need to have a house. Long story short, she said, all right, then, Jesse, I'll look for some. I'll call you, and we'll meet you, and we'll look at some homes. We start looking and went through a few and finally walked into this house in the Jewish area, by the way. with a beautiful area. And I'm like, this is it. This is my house. I just knew it without knowing why I knew, but I knew. And I said, this is my house. This is the house I want. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah, this is it. Because we had looked at other homes, I ain't get the same knowing. And she said, all right, let me see what the owners are asking for it. I'll get back to you. Lo and behold, they just wanted somebody to assume the loan. They just wanted someone to take over the loan. I'm like, what the? And so I said, okay. And the loan was something like $20,000. Because in those home, in those time, a two-bedroom, kitchen, living room, two-and-a-half bath, guest house in the back, two-car garage, big backyard, big yard, front yard, in the Jewish area, houses were cheap. Isn't that amazing? So, happy birthday. I wish you well. You're 25. Get up and get yourself a house. What the? Happy birthday.
Thank you, Curly. Stuck in New York, donated 333 gold pills on pilled.net.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, y'all.
We'll read the rest. Thank you all. The time is going by really fast. Let me go to Tony out of California. Tony, you are on the air.
Good morning, Justin. How you doing today?
All is well, Tony.
You see all this white-on-white crime going on here in America?
No.
Yes, you have, because you're reporting on it. You're
I'm sorry?
Come on. I see you talking about it, so how you don't see it?
I don't know what you mean.
What's going on with ICE killing people for no reason?
And give me an example of ICE killing someone for no reason.
Well, the gentleman just got killed a couple of 3 days ago.
And give me an example that that happened for no reason. Why do you say that happened for no reason?
Because he was out there taking pictures or filming. He sees this lady get pushed down and maced with bath spray or whatever gas spray they put in their face. So he go help the lady get up.
And how do you know that?
It was film. It's all on film.
How do you know that? How do you know that? That's how it all began and that's how it's ended. Were you there?
Jesse, no, it was on film, Jesse. Why are you trying to make excuses for killers?
No, I'm asking you, were you there?
No, I wasn't there. Was you
and
there
so
when you just
if he went? Had not been there, would he have been killed?
I don't know. We don't know. He could have had a car accident.
Right, but that would not have been there, right? If he had not been there, would he possibly still be alive today?
It's a possibility. We don't
know.
And
so whose fault was it that he was there?
It was the ICE agent.
Hold on, Tony. Let me take a break. Catch your breath. Catch my breath. I won't be turning back. I got to take a break. Two more hours to go. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll get to your call, Tony, and the other callers as soon as I come back. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Some serious mess going on in this here old world. But don't worry, our greatest president, Trump, is helping to clean it up. Indeed, much needed. This is the end of hour one of the J. S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, the 27th of January, A.D. 2026. And there is one line open. You can call in right now, even during Hake News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air, young or old, to with JLP. Nice. And Jesse Lee will be right back for hour two. Hang tight, callers, super chatters. We will get to more of your super chats and more great stories right on. A week, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports, after a U.S.-owned joint venture took control of TikTok, some users are accusing the app of censorship after failing to upload videos about ICE-based. TikTok says the ongoing glitches are related to a power outage. Nice. And Minneapolis fallout. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, showed what Commie Nonsense mischaracterizes perhaps, as his first signs of retreat since surging the federal immigration agents in Minnesota late last year, last month, replacing the leader of the crackdown on the ground and signaling a new willingness to cooperate with the state's Democratic elected officials. I call them demon rats. Sometimes you got to work with the devils. Top Border Patrol official Gregory Bovino and some of his agents expected to leave Minneapolis today, return to their respective sectors, according to three sources, sidelining a key player in the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. The move comes after Trump announced he was dispatching White House Border Czar Tom Homan to Minneapolis in the wake of the fatal shooting of U.S. citizen Alex Preti, so-called citizen. Very un-American activities he seemed to be doing, perhaps, I don't know. The White on the Inside White House has said Tom Homan, is expected to manage ICE operations in the city of Minneapolis. A very corrupt city, it seemingly, much needed. And Trump's tariffs, President Donald J. Trump announced he is raising tariffs on goods from South Korea from 15% to 25%. Because Seoul, S-E-O-U-L, that's the capital of South Korea, has not enacted a trade agreement with the United States. Unclear when the new tariffs would take effect. The White on the Inside White House did not immediately respond to Commie Nonsense's request for comment. South Korea is one of the United States' top sources of foreign goods, shipping $132 billion worth of goods to the country in 2024 under Biden, right? According to the Commerce Department data, top exports to the United States include cars, you know, because they have Kia, Hyundai, stuff like that, right? Aren't those Korean cars? And car parts, as well as semiconductors and electronics. These goods are at risk of becoming more expensive due to the higher levies. They also need to make their cars more theft-proof because we have blacks and others who like to break into cars from TikTok tips. Nice. Shout out to those black kids who got caught. And Treasury contracts. The Treasury Department has cut ties with Booz Allen Hamilton, B-O-O-Z. A-L-L-E-N is Allen. Hamilton announced they were canceling $21 million of federal contracts with the consulting giant because of its ex-employees previously leaked President Trump's tax returns to the press. Wow. A statement to the Treasury from Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent referenced Charles Littlejohn, all one name, all one word, Littlejohn, a one-time Booz Allen employee now serving a 5-year prison term for stealing tax return information on Trump and other wealthy Americans while contracting with the IRS. A Booz Allen spokesman disputed some of Bessent's claims in a statement to Commie Nonsense, saying that the company fully supported the government in their investigation. What a mess. And I will have in the next hour on Hake News a little update on Venezuela, I believe, if it be the Lord's will. But now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. My biblical question, what's the difference between civil rights and human rights? What's the difference between civil rights and human rights? That's my question. And now I can't. I had to update again, and my thing won't update. What the? Dad told me to update again. Oh, here we go. It's working now. I got it. Thank you, guys. You black. I'm black. It's slow. What's the difference between civil rights and human rights? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can listen to it on your phone. You can podcast and listen on your phone by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee, buymeacoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. No, JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday, and every Tuesday is, because we love country and Western music, and we love my country, but it's gone. Is and will always be Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back. Bring back my country to me. What dog? Who let the dogs out?
Woo.
Amazing. 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 888-775-3773. Let me go back to Tony out of California. Tony, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes. Yes, sir. What I'm saying is, Trump is trying to put fear in people's hearts and minds because he knows that the election
Tony, let me
is
ask,
up
if that
November,
guy had not been out the there in the field with ICE, would he have been shot by ICE?
If he wasn't born, he wouldn't be on
Tony,
the list.
I'm going to ask you this again.
Okay.
If that guy had not been out there interfering with ICE, would I have shot him? If he had not been out there, period, would he have gotten shot?
No, he wouldn't have.
I'll rest my case.
Okay, so the thing is, why did they shoot him?
Because he was out there.
He did. No. He was no threat.
He was out there. He was a threat.
No, that's not how that a threat. He had a human right to be there. a human right to be there.
No, he doesn't. He okay? had no right to interfere.
Yes, he did. Yes,
Tony,
he did.
Hold on, Tony. One at a time.
Go ahead.
He had no right to interfere with the government, the law, during its job. He had no right to do that, period.
Okay, the thing is, Jesse,
are you saying that he had a right to do that?
He had a right to help another human being.
Tony, did he have a right to go out there? Tony, did he have a right to...
Okay, go ahead, Jesse.
Did he have a right to go out there and interfere with the law during his job?
What law did he interfere with?
That's not the problem. That's not the... Did he have a right... All right, Tony, I got to go. You're doing all this screaming and carrying on.
Talk to me, Jesse. You keep switching it up. Talk to me straight.
I'm asking you straight up.
He had a right to be there because he was protesting what was going on in Minnesota.
Did he have a right to protest ICE sending illegal aliens back to their country?
Yes, he does.
What right did he have to do that? What
right? Tony.
What right did he have to do to stop the law from sending criminals back to their country?
He wasn't stopping the law.
That's not the question, Tony. What right did he have to protest that?
To speak, the right to speak his feelings. That's what right.
So he had the right to, from the law, he had the right to
protest,
try to stop the law from sending...
He ain't stopping.
Tony, if you keep talking over me, I'm going to let you go. It's a waste of time.
Okay. Go ahead, Jesse, but you
Why
can't,
don't you
can't
calm
win
down?
This one, brother. You can't win this one.
Why can't you calm down?
Talk.
Are you trying to win something right now?
Jesse, talk, please.
Are you trying to win something?
Why do you keep pivoting?
Tony, are you trying to win something? You said I can't win. Are you trying to win this?
Jesse, can we talk about this? Why are you going?
You said that I can't win this conversation.
Jesse,
are you trying to win a conversation?
The man had a right to protest.
Tony.
He had a right
Tony,
to help other
I'm
people.
Asking you one more time.
Go ahead.
Are
Jesse,
you trying
you
to
get,
win
get,
a conversation?
No, it's not about winning. What's right?
Well, why do you say I can't win this conversation?
Because you can't.
I'm not trying to win a conversation.
Yes, you is. Not yes, you is, man. Then you gonna tell me how I'm supposed to speak? You don't have a right to tell me how to speak.
Like yes, you are. It ain't yes, you. You're not talking to the master.
That's your ability, Tony.
The only time you're supposed to say yes, you is, and when the master say he said, you're supposed to say yes, you is. We say.
Yeah, I don't follow the master like you do.
But Tony, one more time with you. Has this guy not gone out there and gotten in the way, protest or whatever you were doing, of the law during his job? Will he be alive today from that?
Possibly, yes.
Okay, I rest my case.
But the thing is, Jesse, now you rest your case. But let me rest my case, okay? He had a right to protest.
No,
he had
didn't.
A right to be there. Wait a minute, Jesse, you said you rest your case, so let me rest my case. So please, I don't need but one more minute. That's it.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Jesse. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
The first time. The thing is, the man had a right to protest. He had a right to express his feelings about what's going on in his state and city. He had the right to help another human being, which you don't believe in helping other people, unless it's benefiting your pockets. But the thing is, he had a right to
Tony,
go out there.
Now you just made a statement I need to ask you about. You just made a statement. If you had not made a statement, I would have to ask you. What do you mean I don't help people unless it benefits my pocket?
Exactly, Jesse.
No, that what
Why
do you,
you
mean? Not exactly. What
Why
do you,
you
mean,
on airways, then?
Tony? What do you mean when you made that statement,
Jesse? You doing this just to benefit your livelihood?
What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that? Come on, Jesse. You've been doing this for 40 years, bro.
What do you mean by that?
You don't pay no taxes.
I do pay taxes. You're lying. See how you throw out lies?
Bye, Tony.
That's all he ever does is throw out lies. The nonprofit don't pay tax. I pay my taxes. Unlike Tony, I guess. And Tony said, Trump is trying to instill fear, but Gregory was just demoted. And Adrian was not leaving minute after. Tony just threw out, like, he's crazy. Something wrong with him. And he wanted to just throw it out and then glass over it. Amazing. You know what else is amazing? Fox 11 is reporting. Fox 11, Los Angeles. Resident in Los Angeles, Larchmont neighborhood, say ongoing nighttime prostitution activity outside of their homes is impacting safety, sanitation, and quality of life. Watch this from Fox 11, Los Angeles.
That's just from last night?
Yeah. Sometimes it's worse.
The disgusting wake-up call in a Larchmont neighborhood morning after morning.
We see used condoms with semen leaking out of them on the street. Sometimes they're covered in blood.
In the dark of night, cars pull up along Elmwood and the transactions begin.
Maybe 10 at night till sometimes 5 or 6 in the morning.
Inside vehicles, on the sidewalk.
Right here, my room is right there.
And sometimes just feet from family homes.
A couple were having sex right here on the bench.
On the bench, right outside your house.
Right outside the house.
Whether it's parents walking their children to Van Ness Elementary or parents getting into the cars with children.
A neighborhood desperate for change after months of mess, putting out yard signs warning workers and customers surveillance cameras are on.
All the appropriate committees are aware of it and our elected officials. And they barely made a dent.
Amazing, huh? So apparently, Larchmont Village is like an upscale neighborhood. This will happen when you defund the police, when you don't lock up criminals, when you don't have bail bonds. Your government want this happening, especially to white people. They want it to happen. What are you saying, Nick?
Yeah, no. This is a interesting story because I drive down Western, not even that late, just to get home. That's a street that's really next to this Larchmont area.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even that late. This is like an area, right. And I used to live closer to this area.
Right.
And when I lived there, this wasn't like that. It wasn't like this. And then all of a sudden, you're driving up Western, not even that late, and it's just prostitutes everywhere. I don't see cops. I've been making jokes about it for a few years now.
That's amazing. I noticed that the liberals and the government and the cops and others, they treat prostitutes like they are victims now. Oh, they're victims. So let them just do the slut stuff in the public. It don't matter. They're victims. But this is why they defunded the police. They want this. This is why they're protesting ICE. They want a socialist society. Because socialism is about control of the people. It's all about that, and the people can't see that. Some people do, but most don't. In response, this so-called city council member said the city has launched a new cross-agent task force along Western Avenue. Watch this, Fox 11.
Councilmember Hugo Soto Martinez tells Fox 11 the city is launching a new cross-agency task force targeting human trafficking along Western Avenue, partnering with a group that rescues trafficked women and girls and provides survivor-centered support.
Do you feel like some of them could be minors?
Well, there's a very good possibility that they are.
Neighbors hoping the women get help and the morning mess comes to an end.
Anything that they can do would be great. I think it's patrolling, and I don't think that the resources are there.
Right. They defund the police. They don't want it to be there. And the stupid city council is not going to do anything about it. Oh, put up a camera. Camera. Like, that's supposed to help. Why not fund the police instead of funding all these programs for the homeless and all that mess? Why not fund the police? Bring back the cops. Prostitution is not, the people who are doing it are not victims. They're doing what they want to do for money. I work hard for the money, so hard for the honey. Amazing. Let me go to Cora out of Michigan. Cora, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. I wanted to call because I kind of just had a really bad situation happen, and you seem like the only person I could really talk to right now. but I went to work. I resigned yesterday from my nanny job. I work under an agency, not directly for the family. And
don't mention the name of the agency, all
right? Right.
Okay.
In the contract, I guess there's something about how I can't post pictures of the house, but I was in a guest room a few times and I'm on a weight loss journey right now. And so I'll post pictures of my progress, encouraging others on my Facebook. And, the dad got home and he like completely pressed me with like, he kept saying he was being professional, but like it was not professional. It was so aggressive. It was in front of his kid. I asked, can we not do this in front of Chloe? And he said, it's my daughter. We can do what I want in front of her. And after that, like my heart dropped and I called my husband because I just felt like nervous. And then, he was like just going on and on about like how I've misused my sick time and all these crazy things that like, I couldn't understand where he was coming from at all. And then he goes, also, you breached the contract and posted a picture, but it was just in a guest room of the house. It wasn't their address or anything that would make someone think it's their home. It was just a mirror in their guest room. And so my mind is going a million miles an hour, but I was like, are you guys planning on suing me? Is the agency planning on suing me? He's like, I wouldn't think so, but that's why I wanted to talk to you instead of going directly to a consequence. But the conversation was not good. I was like crying the whole time and completely scared. And he was like shaking beyond belief. Like it was really aggressive and scary. And I just left as he took his daughter with him to work. And now I'm just like, can they sue me? I deleted the picture, but obviously I didn't know that would cause. I feel like he's just upset that I'm resigning. But still, like, they have so much money, and they have all the power to do something like that. And I don't know how to, like, calm down.
And your question for me is what?
How should I deal with this? Like, is there something you advise me to do?
Were you taking pictures inside his house and you were not supposed to?
I guess so. I guess that was an issue, which I didn't know. I thought it was more so like you can't post their address and the front of their home and stuff like that.
When you had the internet or taking pictures inside of their home?
Yeah, in the guest room, yeah.
Why do you apologize for that rather than being upset about it?
I did apologize for that.
The things that he said that you had done, had that happened? Have you done other things?
It was like really confusing. I couldn't put together what he was trying to say. He said I like was something about how I like didn't. I don't normally get there at 8:30, but
Is that true that you don't normally get there at 8:30? You're supposed to be there at 8:30.
Yeah, but we have a thing
where
about why the kids
are. Stay with me. So you were not supposed to take a video in the home, and you're doing that, right?
Yeah.
You're supposed to be there at 8:30. You don't normally get there at 8:30, right?
Well, no, but...
Is that true or not at first?
No, that's true. Okay. Well, sometimes. Last week I had COVID, so it was a whole thing.
So, hold on a minute. So you normally you're supposed to be there at 8:30, but you don't normally get there at 8:30. Is that right?
Recently, yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You told the mayor what he can or cannot say in front of his daughter. Were you right to do that? Did you have a right to do that?
No, I just advised. I said, like, can
but
we not?
But do you have a right to advise him about what he can say in front of his daughter?
I mean, technically, no.
So why? So everything you've done, the man seemed to be right. Why don't you just apologize? You know what, sir? You're right. I'm wrong. I'll do it. I'll do the right thing.
There's just more to the story that isn't right. That's why I was
like
fighting back. That's why I didn't.
Give me one thing that he said that you've done that's not right.
So the agency, the direct person I work for, she like typoed on my time card of like. Sick time that I didn't ask for or something, and so we had to like go through like screenshots.
No, tell me
and, like,
something that this man said to you in that moment during this discussion that he said about you, what you had or had not done, that wasn't true. One thing he said that wasn't true.
It was like about the sick time that I asked for more sick time, which he realized it was actually my agency that. Right there in the moment, he realized that she mishapped that.
So why don't you be a doormat and take the pain and apologize so you can keep your job?
Well, no, I already resigned from the job because the agency was super untrustworthy. Like the thing she's doing, like she changed my time card and things like that. That's why I resigned because I couldn't trust my direct agency whatsoever. But
why don't you just tell
I
the
say
worker?
Sorry.
That,
I said sorry.
Cora. Why don't you say to the worker, Mr. Worker Man, you were right. I was wrong. I apologize. And that way you don't have to think about it anymore.
I felt like telling him the real truth because he had it all twisted. And I don't know why I just felt like that because he was just right there. And I don't, maybe I should have stayed quiet. I just felt like
you
it
don't
was
talk back to
him.
Your boss like that. Your
yeah,
boss is your boss. You don't have a right to talk to your boss like that. This is something new that young people tend to be doing, and it's crazy. When someone hires you, they hire you to do a job. They're not looking for someone that's going to be talking back to them in that way.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't a good idea for me to, like, defend my side, but I did anyway. And
why don't you apologize so the devil doesn't tell you, oh, they're going to sue you. They're not going to sue you. You ain't got no money. The devil telling you that. Why not call him up and just apologize? You know what? I really appreciate working for you guys. Thank you for the opportunity. You were right about those things. I was wrong. And then whatever issue you have with the agents, that has nothing to do with him.
Well, the agency didn't text me anything about suing, but he like, at the end of the conversation before I left, I said, I want you to know I'm really sorry. I would have never posted that if I knew it would cause something like suing.
But you knew you were not supposed to support. No one, you were not supposed to post things out of the man's home. You knew that.
I didn't. I thought it was, like, the address in the front of the house.
No, it just said, no, it's the man's home.
Yeah, I maybe that was my bad. I didn't get that whole part.
So why don't you apologize and then move over to life so the devil doesn't play on your mind with, because Satan is lying to you now about what's going to happen next and all that, and you're believing the thoughts and you're freaking out.
Well, at the end of the conversation, he was saying, like, something about how he didn't want it to have to go to a direct consequence or something. That's what he was saying, that he wanted to just talk to me and address me professionally, which I do understand what you're saying, Jesse, but it, like, definitely was not a professional conversation. Like, he came at me very aggressively in the kitchen while I was by myself. Like, it wasn't, like, a situation where I felt safe. And I just feel like, yes, he might have been
safe.
Right.
He's not going to hurt you. What do you mean feel safe?
He was, like, literally shaking, and it scared me. I never seen him so, like that. It just was... I didn't expect it. I didn't know how to. I was just a little frightened. He's already been talking to me in very aggressive ways.
So don't you appreciate the fact that he said, I want to talk to you. I don't want to go to your company. I don't want to go to the cops. I just wanted to talk to you. You didn't appreciate that?
Yes, and that's why I said sorry. It just
okay,
don't,
so now drop it and move on.
I mean, I guess I just don't know how to, like, process the whole, like, suing thing. Like, he
you want me to tell
like
you how
wanted...
to process it?
Yeah.
Forget about it. Move on. You're now lost in your head overreacting.
I wish I would have handled this differently, to be honest.
But you didn't, so now realize you overreacted and don't think about the future or the past anymore. And next time you'll deal with the situation the right way.
Do you think that because I put my 2 weeks in, do you think that I should still go back into work? He doesn't seem like he really, like, it doesn't seem like I should be back there. I don't really know, though.
Well, are you married?
Yes.
What did your husband say about you going back to work?
He said that to kind of just play it by ear and come home today and, like, he's like, they're not going to have a nanny if you don't go, but, like, you... He was on the phone for the whole conversation, so he's also considering, like, how that energy was. And I just don't know the right thing to do.
The mayor did not fire you? You resigned?
I put my 2 weeks in, and then today, it was my first time back, but after I put my 2 weeks in last night, and then that all happened this morning in the kitchen.
And so are you at work now or home?
No, I left. He took his daughter to work with him. As I told him, I think it's best that I head home for the day. I just don't know if it's, like, okay for me to go back. I personally don't want to go, but I want to make the right decisions from here on out.
Why would it not be okay for you to go back?
Because I wish you were there for that conversation. It wasn't good, like. It wasn't, like, I get that you're saying the man is right, but, like, that doesn't mean he didn't have anger in him while he was talking to me.
What that had to do with you, though?
Because why would I put myself back in a situation with a man who's clearly upset with me about leaving, and he pressed me very aggressively, shaking. Like, I want to see your point, but I'm also, like, I'm only 21, and, like, I don't think that's appropriate. He's already been talking to me in really aggressive ways. That's why I'm resigning, too.
Well, if you feel that strongly about it and you don't want to go back, don't go back.
I just don't want to make them ticked off and, like, sue me. Like, I don't know.
They're not
going
to sue you. You don't have anything for them to sue you for. With? You ain't got no money.
Yeah, but they can still sue me, and
how?
I have to pay that. Because they'll take me to court and say I breached the contract.
Where are you getting
stuff.
That idea from?
Because he kind of made a point about that, in a sense.
What point did he make? For example?
He said at the end, he was like, I just wanted to approach you without going to direct consequence, but we'll text you later. And I'm like, thinking, what is that supposed to mean? Like, I said I was sorry. I was emotional because I was defending myself. But, like, I didn't think it would be this big of a deal. I mean, he did say that's not something they're really thinking about. But, like,
so why don't
I
you leave it alone then? Why don't you drop it and stop listening to thoughts what might happen and what might could happen? You're living in the future, and that's not happening now.
Yeah, I guess. It's just a lot.
You were arguing with him, and he were arguing with you, and people say horrible things when they're arguing.
I wish I didn't argue. I wish I didn't defend myself.
You should not have done that, for sure.
That I
was
just thought it was the best decision.
That was an opportunity for you to grow and overcome the ego.
And let him think what he wants, even though he's, like, my boss.
That was an opportunity for you to overcome the ego.
Definitely.
Hold on a minute. Let me take a quick break. And I'm going to get to all of your calls back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autograph copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Support us on social media. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. JLP Talk on X. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cozy.tv, where Christ is King. Amazing, huh? And don't forget to like the videos. Like this video. Like them all. I appreciate it. And don't forget to check out Punchy TV. Punchy TV is amazing. PUNCHIE.TV. PUNCHIE.TV. Amazing, huh? And thank you for your support. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate, rebuildingtheman.com/donate. We have been rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man for 35 years now. And if the Lord is willing and in Crete, don't ride, 36 years. And thank you for helping us to get that done. You can make a donation to Bond. If you want to mail it in, right, make your check out to Bond, B-O-N-D, send it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, Los Angeles, California, 90035. That's 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or go to call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND. Or go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Or scan the QR code to support Bond. And I do appreciate it. All right. Let me go quickly back to Cora out of Michigan. So Cora, are you still there? Hello?
Hello?
Cora.
Yeah.
So based on everything you've said, you did wrong on the job site. The man yelled at you. You yelled back rather than just saying, you know what, sir, you're right. I'll do it right way from now on. And just move on with your life. But you're freaking out. And in freaking out, you still listen to thoughts. And now you're worried about other things that's not even happening. You should not have been videotaping in the man's home, period. That's the rule. But the devil told you, oh, they just mean the address. And then you have not been showing up on time. The devil told you, oh, I can't believe he yelling at you about that. That's just somebody else's fault. You're going to tell the man whether or not what he should do in front of his child. You were all wrong based on what you said. And now you're freaking out. And you're not taking full responsibility, and it brings fear onto you.
I am open to taking full responsibility for my part of the conversation, but I also think when someone comes at you with that energy, I'm sorry, but like, it's, yes, I could be a doormat, but like, when a grown man is coming at a 21-year-old shaking and completely aggressive, I just don't know how you can say he's completely right for how...
I didn't say he was right for the way he dealt with you. I'm telling you, you're wrong for the way you dealt with him.
For based sure, on, I agree with
based
that.
Based on what you said, you need to take your eyes off of the way he acted and put them on yourself.
No, I can see that I should have just said, okay, you're right, sir, I'm sorry. I mean, I just want to know what I can do to move forward from here because I can't go in the past.
You move forward now by not thinking about the future, have a wait and see. I'm not telling you to go back to work. That's between you and your husband. But I can tell you, recommend that you need to stop worried about what's going to happen because now you're one with Satan even more so, and he got you freaking out, and that's going to make you do something else stupid that will hurt yourself.
For sure, I can see that. Do you think I should text the agency and him another apology?
Whatever you and your husband decide, but if you were wrong, I would definitely say, you know what, I was wrong, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because the devil is going to play on your mind, and you're not strong enough to resist the devil at this point, and you're worried about other things right now.
I have a group text with the wife and the husband. I will send a text message to the group chat letting them know I was wrong and I am sorry. And I don't, he said he was going to text me later. I don't know what that means, but.
Why don't you wait and see?
I can wait and see. I just want to, be able to text them both that I was wrong and I'm sorry.
Yeah,
for
I'm
sure,
doing that.
Least.
Right. That's fine. But don't worry about what his text message is going to say. Have a wait and see. But if you know you're wrong, you text him and say, you know what, Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so, I was wrong. And you were right. I'm sorry. And then have a way to see.
Do you think I've been working on myself like very hardcore recently? I actually took on the woman's form thing to like delete all social media for a week. I've been like super into it. And this just came out of nowhere. Like, I don't know. I'm just kind of disappointed that I didn't go with this really great opportunity to just be a doormat.
Well, don't be disappointed. Just know that you were unconscious and you overreacted, but don't judge yourself for it. Don't blame anything except that you were unconscious and you'll be ready for the next time something happens. Because this is the only way you're going to overcome the ego. You got to start reacting to outer situations and you got to start reacting to thoughts inwardly as well. But
if something does come about, like financially, do I just have to take that bullet? And
why are you doing it? Because
I could see what he said at the end to make me afraid.
Why are you doing it? If
he shouldn't be, but
so why
I
are you doing
it?
If
said. I don't know, I never
and
had
when
this
you
happen.
Said he made you afraid. You say, I can see what it done to make me afraid. Who is afraid?
The devil, for sure.
So why are you calling the devil you then?
I shouldn't.
No, why are you?
I'm moving so fast right now that I wish I could just calm down. I guess I just need to take a minute. I just wanted to call you and hear what you had to say. And I wasn't able to listen.
Take a breath and calm down.
Yeah, I definitely need to calm down. I don't want to identify with how I should have responded. At one point, I told him I didn't believe him, that other parents were, like, sending my personal Facebook pictures to him. But he, like, pulled out his phone and showed me that they were. So, like, apparently there was other moms, like, ratting me out, which
and
I
don't blame them because you had no business showing that man home, inside or out.
It was a silly mistake, but I can see I was so wrong for it. Like, I didn't think anything of it, to be honest, in the moment at all.
Right, because you're overreacting. That's why you didn't say, you didn't see the right way to deal with the situation. You overreacted.
And it doesn't matter if someone comes at me already in that state. It's up to me.
It had
to, like,
nothing to do with anyone else but you, Cora.
Yeah.
Your life is not based on, or should not be based on, somebody else's reactions or how they act. That's on them. It has nothing to do with you.
I just wish you could understand. I know you're kind of confused about this point, but, like, I genuinely felt afraid. I don't know why. Like, it just scared me. I didn't expect it. He was shaking. He was, like, coming at me in a way that he never has before. And it just caught me way off guard.
What do you expect a man to do? You videotaping his home, and then the people, some of the people, according to you, they're telling him your worker is videotaping inside of your home.
No, I can get that, but it's still, it, like, just pushed my fight or flight on. Like, I did, I almost feel like I couldn't have helped myself if I wanted to. I was just afraid. Like, I was shaking myself. I felt danger. So it made me react, but I feel like I don't want to make excuses for the devil. I just was afraid, genuinely. I called my husband, had him on speaker. I didn't know what else to do. I was so scared.
What a mess.
I know.
Anchor baby want to say something to you about this. Do you mind?
Okay. No, I don't mind.
All right.
Hey, Cora. Hi. I was just typing here in the group chat. I'm thinking about what you were saying about, I'm afraid because his threats of consequence and all that. I'm thinking he only said that because you're in a contract, and I you barely mentioned that, but part of it is your commitment and him wanting that to be fulfilled, no? I mean, that's also part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's
sure.
more proper ways to get out of a contract, I think, not just because he yelled at you. But that's what I was, that was my two cents.
Yeah, like he made the point, yeah, that I breached the contract, so he technically could sue me, yeah.
He can fire you. He can't sue you.
Oh, are you sure?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Forget about that. But I'm saying you need to stop freaking out.
I like the anchor baby. I think he has a great energy.
Oh, you do?
I think that he has a good way. I don't want to judge him. Chris, or sorry for saying his name. I don't want to judge him at all. I actually, one thing I do want to say that I did great is I didn't judge him for being that way. It was more so I was just afraid of the interaction, but I didn't judge him for coming at me that way, and I still don't.
But
I don't
you did
have
judge
him.
That's why you freaked out.
Well, no, it was more of a fight or flight response to
that's
like a grown man. What? That
all
makes sense. I was scared of this man. He was shaking and like really aggressive. I just kind of like freaked out a little bit. It wasn't, I don't know. Is that still judging, I guess?
Yes.
How do I go?
You can't freak out unless you judge.
So how do I go about that now?
Stay calm.
And just realize how, you know, whatever, and just let it go.
Take your eyes off that man and his reaction and put them on yourself. So you can overcome it. It's not about him. It's about you. He got his own issues, but that had nothing to do with you.
That's one of the reasons I resigned, because he started, it was my 6 months, and he's been starting to, like, talk to me very aggressively, and I knew it wasn't an appropriate setting to be, because he works from home, so he's home with me all day, and I knew that it wasn't an appropriate setting to be around him while he uses those types of lingo against,
but
you know,
I don't know why, but if other people have been telling him that this woman is videotaping each side of your house, what do you think that he's going to do?
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why he's... I mean,
your phone
sounds
weird. Hold on. It's a static noise.
It might fix
itself.
Can you
hear me?
Okay, I can now.
But it's all done and over with. I kind of listened to church, and I realized, like, you know, I made this decision based on me consciously seeing that my boss was untrustworthy, leading me the wrong way, and then the family was also getting pretty weird with me. But I don't know. I want to do nothing. I know you advise when you don't know what to do, do nothing. I just want to do nothing, and see what he has to text me later. I will text an apology because I can see I was wrong for posting in the house. But I think the best thing I can do is not listen to thoughts about like suing and all that because I can't control.
I highly recommend you don't listen to thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
Yeah. Do you think that he?
Stop
okay,
it.
No, I shouldn't be. I know. I stopped myself just then and there. I need
stop
my
it.
Eyes on myself.
Calm down.
Yeah, it's easy to say. I definitely will try. I'll try.
Are you doing a silent prayer every morning, every night?
Yes.
Are you?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Calm down. If you want to apologize, there's nothing wrong with that, and then have a way to see. Don't ask him what you're going to do and blah, blah, blah. Have a way to see.
I also know that he saw I was afraid of that, and I don't want
stop
the devil
it.
In him to use. Okay. Okay.
All you do is go right back and have a conversation, not even sinking in your mind at all. You're just going right to the devil again.
Well, I'm glad to see that I can't help myself. That gives me some grace. I'm kind of I'm trying.
Yeah,
you know?
And you stay with it. Stay with it, but calm down.
Okay. I will.
Calm down. Have a way to see. Apologize for your mistakes. Have a way to see, and you'll be fine.
Okay. All right? All righty.
So at this point, I'm not telling you to go back to work or not to go back. I am telling you to calm down.
I know in my heart it's not a good idea to go back. I
well,
just don't want
calm
that
down then.
Okay. Well, then calm down.
I got to run.
All right. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you, Anchor Baby.
All right. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. He said amazing. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Martin, a first-time caller out of Los Angeles, California. Martin, you are on the air.
Good morning, Reverend.
You can call me Jesse.
Black and slow American brother from another mother.
Martin.
You can
call me Jesse.
Forgive me. I'm sorry. Jesse.
Okay.
Like you said, you're black and slow. You're American. I'm brown and slow. I'm Salvadorian. And you saved my life. Jesse, I love you. I wish I had known you when I was a young man, when I enlisted in the U.S. Army the first time. And I must say that I really enjoy watching a lot of your videos for hope and encouragement and wisdom, above all, just to learn how to be Christ-like. And I must admit, I am not Christian. I was baptized Roman Catholic. And I know a lot of English Protestants and other Northern European Protestants don't consider Catholics Christians. But I do believe in Yeshua, Jesus Christ, and I must admit, I have a lot of Native American cyber in me, so I believe in nature, and I like to be eclectic. You know what I'm saying? Like I like.
Why don't
to,
you
like,
only believing? Why don't you only have a relationship with God? Why are you holding on to all that other stuff?
Because I'm stupid. That's why. Because I'm stupid. That's why.
But then just stop. That's all. You don't have to. Don't judge yourself for it. Just realize. I only want a relationship with what's right with God and want for nothing. All these other titles and things you have, I would do what you want, but I recommend you let them all go so you can be free.
Thank you very much. May I ask you a question?
Yes.
Jesse, I am an anchor baby too, literally. I was born here. I was born in East L.A. No, seriously, I'll show you my birth certificate. I was born in East L.A. I was adopted. I was in an orphanage until 9 months old. So you're right. I know Jesus, Yeshua, has been looking out for my crazy brown Salvadorian ass. But I must say, I must admit that I don't know why me of all people. You know, like, who am I? I'm brown. I'm slow. I was born out of wedlock, never breastfed from my mother, never held a kiss from my birth father who made me out of wedlock. I had a cousin who died in my arms when he was 8 years old. Why wasn't that me? Why wasn't that me? I've been a war recipient. Why did I not go and honor Iraq fighting with my countrymen, countrywomen? Why did he pick the ones that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I used to, forgive me, I'm sorry, I'm being a beta male. I'm a beta male, forgive me. I see Alpha Man years ago. I've been in prison and all that stuff. But anyways, you inspire me. I love you. I truly do. And I love my enemies, too. It's just, do you think they're going to deport me? I've been to prison. I have two strikes. I did bad shit because I was going through my PTSD and my other psychological illness I sustained from war in Iraq and my childhood trauma. And I was not on the right medication. I was drunk and, you know, on crystal methamphetamine and stuff. And I've been sober for a while. So
how old are you now?
God, I take my psychic medication. I'm sorry, what did you say?
How old are you now?
I'm 49 years old, Jesse.
So here's what I recommend, buddy. Just calm down. Don't think about the past or the future. Let those things go. You practice staying present. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I do, yes.
Every morning and night?
Yes.
Okay. I promise you, if you calm down, don't think about the past, don't let the thought bring you to the past or the future, and just stay present, you'll be fine.
One more question, Jesse.
Okay.
Do you think I'm going to get deported because I have some serious felonies and my birth mother and birth father, they were not here legally?
So were you born here?
I worked for the Great Orange Hope. I was born here, yes.
Yeah, I don't know, but I wouldn't think about that at this point. I wouldn't worry about that. You just live your life, stay present. Don't think about if that's going to happen or not, because the devil set you up to make you do something to get it, to make it happen. So don't think about that. Don't worry about that. Don't even think about it at all. Have a way to see.
Thank you very much, Reverend Jesse. I love you.
Let me know how it goes, but you just calm down. Do the prayer, and when the thoughts come, or even before they come, you practice keeping your mind right in the present where your body is. You'll be fine.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, you saved my life. I love you. I
love
you, too. You stay with it, all right?
Yes, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Bye. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye now.
888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time call out of Oklahoma. Toby, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, Toby.
Jesse, I like what you're doing, how you're trying to bring the man back to humankind. All that. And I agree with some of Trump's policies, as in getting some of these illegal immigrants who are out who are here trafficking drugs,
right?
Who are trafficking kids, all that. His policies to get some of those higher ups in office out who are misspending our funds, our taxes.
Yeah, what a mess.
But also, I just don't know how anyone can support Trump when he is, I'm sorry, he's a sex offender. He likes children.
And what does that have to do with the work he's doing for the American people?
I just don't know how anyone could support him.
But what does that have to do with that? What does it have to do with his work? You're not telling me that.
What does that have to do with his policies?
His work, yeah, the work he's doing.
I mean, if Hitler made a school, and then someone was like, well, what does him have to be Hitler have to do with building the school? You know, that's...
Is he Hitler?
He's a bad man.
Is he Hitler?
No, he's not Hitler, but he is a
child predator. What give you the right to judge him?
I'm not a child predator.
No, what give you the right to judge him?
On being a child predator?
What give you the right to judge him?
I don't have the right to judge anybody, Jesse.
Hold on, buddy. Can you hold for me?
Yes.
Yeah, hold on. 888-7753-773. I got to take a break. Hate news, not the fake news. One more hour to go. Back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
All kinds of mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, the 27th of January, AD 2026. And according to the far left extremist, perhaps, Morning Brew, today is the last Tuesday of January. They call it National Plan a Vacation Day. Wow. They say that research shows that the biggest boost in happiness around vacations is from planning one, not actually going on one. So get your happiness from living in your imagination about the future. Nice. I disclaim, of course, no endorsement nor opposition implied. JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers. More amazing calls continue on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show in this third and final hour coming right up. We will also get to your super chats, your buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk coffees, which are super chats, your Cash App on Bond JLP on Cash App super chats, as well as your YouTube, Rumble, DLive, Pill.net, and other super chats, even Odyssey. We're still on Odyssey, I do believe, odysee.com. But comment on after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, and then American Anchor, baby. Very cool. Tomorrow is going to be Punchy TV in the afternoon. Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, TV on YouTube and other platforms. Venezuela, according to Commie Nonsense Network, their acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, has said she has had enough, quote unquote, and that's a quote, of Washington's orders, D.C., that is, as she works to unite the country after the United States capture of their former so-called leader, Nicolas Maduro. Delcy Rodriguez has been walking a tightrope since being backed by the United States to lead the country as from vice president to president in the interim, Venezuela, balancing keeping Maduro loyalists on board at home while trying to ensure the White House is also happy. And now also almost a month into her new role. Wow. Rodriguez, Delcy, that is, has pushed back against the United States amid ongoing pressure, including a series of demands that Venezuela resume oil production. United States American companies had deals with Venezuela, and Venezuela under Maduro gave them the short shrift, basically robbed them of their oil. Something like that. That's what I heard. Anyway, in Russia and the Ukraine, Russia has admitted for the first time that a Ukrainian missile sank its prized Black Sea flagship, later deleting the statement and returning to the official narrative that the guided missile cruiser Moskva went down because of a freak accident. The Moskva was one of Russia's most important warships when it sunk in April of 2022. Just 7 weeks, after Moscow launched its unprovoked, supposedly, full-scale invasion of the Ukraine. Kiev was quick to claim that they had hit the vessel with their Neptune anti-ship cruise missile, but Russia has pushed a different narrative about the incident because they don't want to give the Ukraine any credit or positive morale. Very terrible war going on over there, if I do say so myself. Anyway, France, over in France, they have this high-speed rail service. They're getting backlash after banning children, no kids, from their new premium class carriage. I'm okay with it. I think it's based. But maybe if they allow dogs, then we might have a problem. And more Arctic air is expected in parts of the South. Meanwhile, in America, riddled with power outages from that deadly winter storm, at least 30 deaths, according to the far-left extremist anti-American AP, Associated Press. 30 deaths have been reported in states afflicted with severe cold, including two people run over by snow plows in Massachusetts and Ohio. Fatal sledding accidents, killed teens, and other things. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning again, and welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. What's the difference between civil rights and human rights? What's the difference between civil rights and human rights? An amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast, but you can still listen live if you're working out, no matter what, on your phone, anywhere in the world. We are here Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. But you can listen on your phone, podcast, and then listen by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday, the third Thursday. It's the third hour of the show today. No, it's Tuesday. My back. It's Tuesday. It is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back. Bring back my country to
what
me.
Dog?
Who let the dogs out?
Amazing.
Love one another, even your enemy, as the Father loved you. Amazing, huh? A spiritual battle, and human nature is wicked. You have no idea how evil human nature is. Human beings are wicked. They are not children of God when they are angry. So overcome by forgiving, and the Father will forgive you and make you free. That I promise you. Amazing. Let me go quickly back to Toby, a first-time caller out of Oklahoma. Toby, so you say you like the work that the Great White Hope Donald Trump is doing, but you don't support him because you say he's a child predator or something?
Yes, and I'm tired. Thanks for having me again, Jesse. Thank
yeah,
you.
No problem. Did he tell you that about himself?
No, I mean,
who told you that about him?
I mean, you could look it up, Jesse. I mean,
no. Who, some of these things because are, of time, who told you that about him?
I've looked it up on my own. No one told me anything.
So you read something? You read that about him?
Yes.
So you judged the president based on what you read about him?
Not only the things I read about him, the own quotes that he said himself, Jesse.
Like what, for example?
When he talked about his own daughter back in 2006 on the Howard Stern show.
What do you say about her?
He said she was voluptuous. And when Howard said if he could call her a nice piece of ASS, he smiled and agreed. Now, what kind of act is that, Jesse?
He smiled. That's not without sin. He smiled and said yes.
Yes, to Howard, to call his daughter that.
So you read all this out of that? You read that about him?
Yes, and I watched the clip for myself where he's talking to Howard about it.
So let me ask this. Let's say that, and I don't know if that's true or not. You may be telling the truth because you did present some kind of evidence, you said. But let's say he smiled and said that, with the Howard Stern thing. What is it about you that makes you so good that you can judge him?
I'm not good.
And so what made you judge someone else knowing that you're not good?
I am just tired of other people acting like he is without sin, and he is really the great white hope.
And why are you tired of yourself not being good?
Tired of myself not being good?
Yeah.
We're all inadequate, Jesse.
No, I'm asking, why are you not tired of yourself not being good?
I guess I should start being tired,
But why you're not? How old are you, Toby?
I'm 24 years old.
Oh, okay. Why you're not tired of yourself not being good?
I'm not sure.
Well, why don't you put your eyes on you and take your eyes off everyone else and see what's going on with you so you can overcome? Why you're not working on yourself?
I think I'm a pretty okay man. I'm, you know, nobody's perfect. I can't say I'm perfect.
And why you're not of good?
Focusing on others, I guess.
And why are you doing that to yourself?
Only because he is such a big part of the community that I live in, and all some of this stuff.
What that have to do with you?
I mean, with the degradation of morals, you know. I mean, with
but if you have no morals, how can you judge him? If you have no morals, how can you judge someone else that doesn't have them?
I do have morals, Jesse.
You said you were no good. You judging would a good person judge someone else?
Under God, we're not all worthy. All of us aren't worthy. There's not a single person worthy except for Jesus Christ.
Why do you say that?
Because we're humans. Humans aren't worthy.
Where did you get the idea that you're worthy of what? What do you mean by that?
That humans aren't worthy?
Yeah, where you get
if we
the
were
idea?
Worthy,
where you get
if we
the,
were worthy to begin with,
Toby,
Jesse.
Toby, hold on. Calm down. Where you get the idea you, Toby, are not worthy?
If humans were worthy from the beginning,
no, that's
Jesus
not the
wouldn't
question.
Have died for us.
Where did you
have
get
to
the idea that you're not worthy, Toby?
The idea that I'm not worthy?
Yeah.
I mean, the Bible tells you.
Where did the Bible tell you you're not worthy?
It says everybody under God. I don't know the exact. It's been a while. But you're supposed to submit yourself unto God.
No, where did you get it from in the Bible that you're not, you, Toby, out of Oklahoma, are not worthy? And worthy of what?
I'm not sure, Jesse. Unworthy of just to judge other people.
You're not worthy of what?
Judge.
And so, and who told you that? Where in the Bible it says you're not worthy?
I would have to go through my scriptures, but...
Are you a Christian?
Yes, sir.
And so where in the Bible does it tell you that you're not worthy?
I'm not sure, sir.
So why are you saying something that you're not even sure about? Or why do you believe something you're not sure about?
sorry to go a little bit off topic, Jesse.
Why are you saying something and believing something that you're not worthy about? I mean, you're not even know about, and you're judging your fellow man, knowing that you're no good. And you say you're a Christian. What the?
Well, we're supposed to check. We're supposed to keep our fellow man in check.
How can a guilty man judge another guilty person?
You can, but, I mean, who can really judge anybody? Only
so
God.
So why are you judging them?
Well, Jesse, we can't just be without blame either.
But you got your eyes on Trump and not on you. Why? You know you're not supposed to be judging. You said only God judges, right?
Yes.
So why are you judging?
You're right.
No, that was a question.
Why am I judging?
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
Why don't you
get, I guess I can't cast stones.
What?
I guess I cannot cast stones.
Right. And one other quick question. Why do you say God judges?
God doesn't judge.
You say only God judges.
No. Well, God does judge. He's the only one that knows right from wrong.
You say God does judge?
Yes, he is the judge.
Where you get the idea from that God judges?
And the Bible says you will be judged on your sins.
And where does it say that God judges? Where does it say that God judges?
It says it multiple times. Judge is
where?
Judge and jury.
Where?
I mean, I don't have my Bible on me, Jesse, but I mean,
will you find those Christians and let me know?
I will, Jesse, I will.
All right, buddy. Start working on yourself. Why don't you drop your anger?
I'll try, Jesse. I really will. I'm gonna pray right after this call.
Do you want to overcome anger and be free?
I do, Jesse.
Why don't you forgive your mother because you're just like her? She has recreated you in her image, so you have the mind of a woman and not of a man. Why don't you forgive your mother?
Oh, well, I mean, I am adopted.
You adopted?
Yes, by my grandfather.
Oh, your grandfather. Where's your mother and father?
My mother was a drug addict, and my father was also a drug addict in and out of prison.
And are they still living?
My mother is. She has an entirely new family. And my father, he's very sick somewhere. I don't keep in touch with him.
So why don't you find them? They've done the best they could. They hate their parents. That's why they've done what they've done, just as you hate them. Forgive them just as you can't help yourself. They cannot help themselves. They hate, both of them hate their mother and their loss. If they could have done better, they would have. So yeah. Forgive them so God can forgive you so you can
I have forgiven them, Jesse.
Did you tell them?
Yes, I've told them. And they've accepted it.
You told your parents that you were sorry for resenting them?
I said I forgive them.
Did you tell them you were wrong for judging them?
I mean, it is wrong of me, but I don't think I should apologize for it.
Why
I mean,
not?
Yes, I shouldn't judge.
Why should you apologize for judging them?
Why shouldn't I apologize for judging them?
Yeah.
I mean, which part of it was my fault? I mean, it was not right of me to judge them. I did not know the circumstances, of course, and I didn't know
so
what had
why
led
don't
them
you
to
apologize
these.
For judging them? So when you forgive them, forgiveness is, I'm sorry for judging you. I was wrong. I'm no better. I'm just like you. I was wrong. And then God will forgive you. Why don't you do that so you can be free?
You're right.
That was a question.
I should also apologize.
Why don't you apologize for judging them?
I will, Jesse. You've really helped me.
All right. Work on yourself. Do the silent prayer. Do your little hooping and hollering prayer to the devil. And then be still and know God. You know about the silent prayer?
Yes, I want you, Jesse.
Okay, start doing that, Toby. I promise you, everything will change. You will have an amazing life.
Thank you.
Are you white?
Yes.
I didn't know if you were white, black, Hispanic, or Asian. Or Indian.
what
I sound most like, Jesse?
You kind of sound black. work on you. I promise you, man, you stop judging your parents, don't judge yourself, and you will be free.
Amen.
Do the silent prayer.
I will.
All right, let me know how it goes.
Thank you, Jess, for having me on.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to, there's one line open. I'm going to try to get to as many calls as possible. Let me go to Kenneth, a first-time caller out of Missouri. Kenneth, yep. You are on the air.
How you doing, Mr. Peterson?
Are you on a speaker or something?
No, I have a flip phone. I'm an old school guy. I don't have any of these modern devices.
I love that.
Or anything like that.
I love that. You're on the air. Yeah. Go ahead. Right on.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. I was born in 1961. I've been around a few decades. I've seen a few presidents come and go. Can't say that, you know, I'm the nobody American. I'm the guy who, you know, goes to work every day, pays his bills, doesn't break the law, votes, and gets nothing for it but the bill. and that's fine. That's fine. You know, it's part of the deal to live in this country, you know. And when wars come, we're the guys who kick in and spill our blood and you know, keep everybody safe.
Are you
and
a vet?
We come home. Yes.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
And we come home and we see the same thing I saw when I was growing up as a kid, my aunts and uncles out on the streets, you know, the ones that were smoking pot and dropping LSD and yelling at the government and spitting on Vietnam vets when they were coming home from the war, you know, even though most of those guys were drafted and didn't have a choice anyways. And now I see those very same aunts and uncles on the streets today, but they're old. And they think they're grandmas and stuff, and they're trying to tell everybody how right they were when they were the very ones when they were 16 and 17 years old, spitting on soldiers who were just trying to make it and through this world. And now I see them spitting on ice, doing the same things. You know, the world doesn't really change, but it's starting to change. I can see it now. You know, I can see what Trump's doing. I never voted for Trump, ever.
Why not?
Because I was listening to, actually at that time, Jesse, things were not good for me. So I've kind of dropped out of society. I don't care about you people anymore because you don't care about me. And I just, you know, and that's fine. I can take care of myself because I'm a man. You know, I need very little things. I don't need the shiny thing. I don't need, you know, tons of money. I don't need the brand new car. I just need my wife. That's all I have. I don't have a family.
You don't have children either?
I have a son, but,
oh, okay. But what?
It's complicated because he's a good hearted person, but this world, there's so many things pulling these young people today that they don't know what to think. They don't listen to their elders.
So you don't have a relationship with your son?
Oh, I have a relationship with him. I do not give up, Jesse.
How old is he?
He's 33.
Oh, okay. Have you apologized to him for not protecting him from his mother?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He knows.
Okay.
I told him that, you know, I should have done better. I actually should have picked a better person. This is my fault because I'm the man. I'm the man. That's my fault. Because I should have done better things,
yeah.
And I apologize to him for times I should have been there when I wasn't, and times I was there and I should have been harder on him and I wasn't. You know, but you know, I come from a line of people that with my parents, as soon as you the day after graduation in high school, I was out.
Yeah.
You know, you're on your own.
That's,
no money,
that's from the good
no
old
job.
Days. Right on.
Yeah, no money, no job, you know, no roof over my head, no place to stay. Just, you know, you're on your own now.
Right
on. We did all we're doing for you, and you're done. And you know what?
Nice.
Nobody gave me a hand up. Nobody gave me welfare. You know why? Because I worked every day. And there were times I was homeless, Jesse, you know, after I got out of the Army. You know, I had brothers and sisters, but you see, people are selfish. They want you to do well, but just not as good as them. So, you know, you have to be a man and depend on yourself. So I was homeless for a year and a half, but I went to work every day. And slowly but surely, I made enough money that I got my own place and I got started again. It took a little while, but, you know, when you're in poverty, you have a lot of bad things around you. You have a lot of drug addicts, drunks, ne'er-do-wells, and nobody wants to see you succeed. So
how are you doing now?
I'm doing great.
Okay.
I learned from being homeless that you don't hang out with homeless people.
That's
I went
right.
to the woods. I went to the woods.
So because of time, you have peace now?
Oh, I'm very, you know, I live in the middle of nowhere. I don't talk to anybody. I deal with my cows. And, you know, I have a wife who's getting ready to retire where everything's pretty good. I worry about my son because of, you know, the situations with the world. But he's doing better now, too. He's got a really good job now. And all you can really do with your children is support them, you know, the best way you can emotionally. You know, so you give them too much money, it ruins it.
Yeah. Let me just ask you, noticed that you are not liking the fact that those liberal white females are out there protesting ICE in the way they're doing this?
Yeah, you know, here's an old American adage. Mind your own business.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If you don't belong there, you don't belong there. You take a gun to a riot and, you know, and face off with federal agents, I know what's going to happen. Do you know what's going to happen?
That's
I've seen it.
Yeah.
How many times do we have to see this, Jesse? How many times does this have to play out? Kent State, you know,
yeah.
all these things that have happened. Oklahoma City, the Koresh compound, all these things. You know, the world isn't any crazier. It's always been crazy. We just get to see more of it now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that young people are soft. They've made these people so, especially men. I am so disgusted with three generations below me, how soft and whiny and I feel and my feelings. And you know what? Nobody cares
yeah.
about your feelings.
That's right.
Do the right thing. Go to work, you know, build a family, you know, do the best you can. Not everybody's perfect. People are going to make mistakes, but, you know, learn from those mistakes, you know. People keep doing the same thing over and over again, and what does it do? Nothing. It's insane. It's like, you think, how many times has this country gone to the streets? What's it proved? What's
yeah.
it done? Nothing.
Amazing.
It caused a lot more pain and misery.
Kenneth,
you know?
Because of time, I got to run, but I do
yep.
appreciate your call, man.
Well, you know, I love what you're doing, and we really do need to build men up in this society.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have
Absolutely.
My number, but if you, man, I would love to talk to you again. But
write down my
I
office,
understand your time.
Write down my office number.
Hold on. Let me get a pen.
888-775-3773. We're going to get to your super chats and all that good stuff.
Okay,
323-782-1980. And if I'm not available at the time, leave your number with the person answering the calls, and I'll call you back.
Okay, I appreciate you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Stay with it.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, Kenny. Super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Nick F3. Jesse, you've been under attack lately by the so-called Christians. What, these people ran out of Allahu Akbar people and Mary worshippers to shout down? Shrugging emoji. Truly, I tell you, JLP counted up blessings when the evil one comes to try and snatch away that which was sown into your heart.
Counting on joy when you're feeling the pain. Tribulations, working patience in your life. I've been tried by the fire, and the flames get so hot that I can't see the sky for the smoke in my eyes. But each time I survive, count it all joy when you're feeling the ego pain. Tribulations, working patience in your life. Amazing. Thank you.
Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, many times I've said that I love your content, and that's why I love to know, do you honestly think for the last 70 years, ever since the death of Emmett Till, this sense of white guilt's been haunting them for a very long time, in which it has caused them to defend illegal aliens? Because, like you have said, one thing leads to another, right?
Who's Emmett Till?
Wouldn't you like to know? It's one of my favorite topics. That's that guy who was 14 and he hollered at that white woman and she went out and got her gun. And then later on, her husband allegedly and a brother-in-law or something or other went and captured him, kidnapped him and tortured him and killed him. And then they had an open casket thing.
He was white?
Emmett Till was black.
And how do you know that's what happened?
They don't.
They didn't make that up,
but they did find his, you know, they... Following the evidence, that's the story they constructed, you know, so based on hearsay and things like that.
They made it up?
Not entirely.
Oh.
They made up that, oh, he was tortured and killed, lynched for whistling at a white woman.
They made that up?
They made that part up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And him and Till, when was this?
This was way back in the, what, 50s or early 60s? Something like that.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
And they still bring it up?
To this day.
Why?
They're still trying to charge that woman before she died.
Really?
They're accusing her of lying and making it up.
Who?
When they don't even know.
Who?
The blacks and the DOJ went and investigated it again and found no cause to charge her.
So it was all made up?
A lot of it's made up. They had an open casket thing to show how badly his face was disfigured, though.
But when you die, ain't your body going to be all looking weird in the casket?
Depends on the situation.
Will you keep ashes of your parents or your wife or anyone on your shelf in your home?
I hope not.
A friend of mine have ashes of his brother on his shelf. And he wanted his daddy ashes, but he has not been able to get those yet. Who would I be reminded that, oh, those ashes on the shelf is my brother?
No thanks.
Oh, man. Thank you, Mike.
That's morbid.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hannes, to answer your question on why whites do not speak up, I think there is a large group of traitor whites who keep other whites from speaking up, mostly liberals and maybe Quakers, liberal Christians, and they make no children, so once they are gone, whites will speak up and fight again. Says Hannes.
Gone where?
To heaven.
So they got to wait till all the white people die?
Yeah, I wouldn't count on that, Hannes. It feels like the weak whites who try to shut up the other whites, the mama whites, are only growing in number, if anything.
And no one can make you shut up if you don't want to shut up.
That's right.
You're in charge of, supposed to be in charge of your own life. But thank you, though. Amazing. I appreciate that.
No more thoughts. Tony asked.
Ask.
Tony from California, the caller. Why was the guy in Minneapolis was shot? He wrestled against law enforcement agents on the ground while holding something black in his hand with an empty holster on his hip, and an officer yelled, "Gun!" That's why. So claims No More Thoughts. I disclaim I don't know the exact facts.
That guy had no better being there. He's not there. That wouldn't have happened.
Thank you, No More Thoughts.
Thank you, though. Amazing.
Shout out to Walking Roscoe, sent 5 Jesse Lee Peterson gift memberships on the YouTube channel.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I don't know what happened to that guy. I tried when they showed on the TV. I can't really tell what's going on.
Yeah.
because the crowd.
There's a lot of confusion.
Yeah.
I'm and not it's sure a dangerous I'm... situation.
But thank you so much. Go
and
ahead.
We'll have to read the rest of your Super Chats later, guys. Thank y'all.
Amazing.
We do
the,
have...
The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and Scratch Off on Pulse.net. Back to your phones and Super Chat right after this break. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. The Hake Report is coming up. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com at 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake Report.com. And at right after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Amazing. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. The American Anchor Baby. And don't forget to like these videos. Like. And one other quick thing. I want to quote Galileo. Galilee. Galileo. Galilee. How do you say it?
Galileo, Galilei, something like that.
What?
Galileo, Galilei.
Galileo, Galilei?
That sounds correct. Close enough.
An amazing quote. My producer gave this to me, and he black. You cannot teach a man anything, man or woman, anything. You can only help him or her find it within himself. You cannot teach a man anything. You can only help him find it within himself. And that is the truth. Christ even said, don't let anyone teach you. Don't let anyone teach you. But the Spirit will teach you all things. And the Spirit will teach you the truth. That makes you free. But what do? You go and let folk teach you something. You look for somebody to teach you. I have to make my congregation get involved on Sundays. I don't want to be their teacher. I'm pointing them back to the teacher, the teacher that teaches me. But I know people that go out looking for teachers, and they believe it. This is because that person called themselves a teacher. And now they're looking silly. What the? I want to share something amazing with you from GNS.org, and then I get to your calls and super chats. This is GNS. I mean, JNS.org. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Yahoo. He's a part of the dream team. Donald Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin, the dream team. But Netanyahu warned on Monday that anti-Semitism has reemerged and as a global threat and urges government to confront it while speaking at the second international conference on combating anti-Semitism in Jerusalem. Anti-Semitism is pure evil, he said. Netanyahu said, calling it humanity's problem rather than only a Jewish one. Watch this from DD Geopolitics and Forbes. Watch this.
Anti-Semitism is pure evil. Anybody in his right mind understands that. As did my father, who was a great historian, but he was a young man. He was 23 years old when Hitler rose to power in 1933. And he said that Hitler's racism will not only cause a Holocaust, the word he used, a Holocaust of the Jewish people, it will destroy the world. It's the hatred, the evil that will spread unopposed, and that we must harness the people of the world, the people of the free world, to understand that if it's not stopped here, the darkness will spread everywhere. And of course, it's most prevalent in the social media. This is the new battlefield, and this is where we must counter with our own weapons.
Netanyahu doesn't get old, huh? He's still a little young. What the? Jews don't crack. Hey, Toma. Toma listening. Where's Toma now? He's a Jew.
Toma is not liking Bibi as much as you do.
Oh, he doesn't?
Yeah.
He's Jewish.
I know. What type of Jew doesn't like Netanyahu?
I know. You got to be out of your mind.
Indeed.
But anyway, Toma is a friend of ours. This is from JNSNews.org. Netanyahu praised Israeli military for rescuing the last hostages, proclaiming that there are no more hostages in Gaza. Watch it from Forbes.
People didn't believe that we'd get the 20 live hostages. With President Trump's help, we got them out. With our brave soldiers who went into Gaza, stuck a knife to Hamas, and they realized that their last stronghold was going to go. And President Trump stuck a diplomatic knife on the other side. We got the 20 hostages. But then we had to get another 28 deceased hostages. We got them all out, and there remained one, Rani Greeley. And we said we'd bring him back. He was the first to come in. He's the last to leave, a hero of Israel. Rani is back. There are no more hostages in Gaza.
Amazing. I remember, and I don't remember the story exactly, so I'm paraphrasing a little bit here. I remember when our military was over in Afghanistan somewhere, and that Joe Biden or Obama or Joe Biden, one of those guys supposed to be going over there together, they left some of our folks over there in Afghanistan. They didn't do what Netanyahu did. He brought them home. Bring the boys home. Bring them back alive. Bring the boys home. Bring them back alive. What they doing over there when we need them over here? Amazing. And so anti-Semitism, is that real?
No.
Or is it just evil?
Evil.
Evil.
I mean, some of it's not evil. Some of what's called anti-Semitism is not evil. Because they call anything, it's kind of like racism.
Oh.
You say something that's true,
and they call you racist for it, that part's not evil.
Oh, okay.
So it's good or evil.
There's no such thing as anti-Semitism anything. Anti-racism, homophobiaism, anti-Semitism, white supremacism, Debbie Daism, no isms. It's either right or wrong, good or evil. And he's kind of saying that, though, right? He says it's evil.
Yeah.
But
he's saying that it is a real thing.
He's saying it is real?
Right.
I wish that, and just a wish, that President Trump would speak out about the genocide upon white people as clear as that.
Yeah.
As he's speaking about the Jewish people. I don't think there are anyone. Have you ever heard Trump comment on the attack on white people?
Only the South Africa one.
Oh, on the white people in South Africa?
Yeah.
But not in America?
Not really. I mean, he will give hints. He's talked about how affirmative action has been very unfair to some white people in cases. But he's not talked about the obvious cultural attack upon whites that I've really noted from him.
We need somebody to speak up about white people, the attack on white people in America before it's too late.
Yeah.
Because if Donald Trump spoke out about it, just told the truth about the genocide on white people, and then other white people would start to speak up too, and other people would too. They were like, because Donald Trump would give them the courage to do it.
True.
They know that they have somebody backing them up and want to attack them.
Definitely shine a light.
Did you know that Fox 2 is reporting that, this came from January 3rd, the mayor, Daniel Lurie has signed an ordinance establishing a reparation fund for black residents in San Francisco, supporters say acknowledge historic harm. Watch this from KTVU.
New at 10, San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie facing both praise and pushback after signing a measure to create a reparations fund for the city's black residents. Notably, the fund does not include any taxpayer money for direct payouts.
Mayor Daniel Lurie signed an ordinance establishing a reparations fund for black residents who can show they experienced a proven harm in San Francisco.
This is an ordinance to amend the administrative code to establish the reparations fund.
The Board of Supervisors passed the measure unanimously before Lurie quietly signed it into law last week without a press release or social media announcement. In a statement, the mayor said in part, "We are not allocating money to this fund. With a historic $1 billion budget deficit, we are going to spend our money on making the city safer and cleaner."
Is he Jewish? He looked like a Jew.
He does look a little bit possibly Jewish. I'm not sure. Let me look him up.
He going to give them some of that Jewish money? What money? He said it ain't coming from the government.
Yes, according to Google AI, San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie. I didn't even know this was. I thought it was still that black gal or something.
I didn't know they had a new mayor.
Is indeed Jewish, highlighted by his upbringing in the Jewish community, father's role as a rabbi, owns in his own strong identification as a member of the Jewish faith. The city's fourth Jewish mayor.
A former African-American reparation advisor, Eric McDonald, believed the city should support the reparation fund. Watch this from KTVU.
I would argue that the city is accountable for not just investing in this fund, but for supporting in all the ways possible the recommendations of our plan, including financial repair. It is a step in the right direction.
Eric McDonald previously chaired the African American Reparations Advisory Committee, which spent 3 years researching and developing the city's plan to address historical harms against black residents. The committee released a more than 400-page report in 2023 with more than 100 recommendations, including a proposal for a one-time lump sum payment of $5 million to each eligible person.
I'm making this up, but if I can demonstrate that in 1972, the property that my family owned was taken by eminent domain, and I am therefore due repair for that, then I'd be eligible.
Mayor Lurie says the fund is open to private donations, and if that money becomes available, the city will ensure it gets to those who qualify.
The blacks, when would enough be enough for them?
Never.
And were the blacks ever enslaved in California? I don't remember that.
Not that I'm aware of.
So how come they think we owe them something? Why do they think we owe them something and they never were enslaved in California?
They claim discrimination.
Anybody can claim that.
Indeed, we can.
The genocide upon white people is discrimination. White people going to get a check?
Ridiculous.
What a mess. But if they do come up with $5 million, I want my check.
I'd like a report on the black people's historic harms on the city of San Francisco and all the cities around here.
I'm telling you.
Because they've committed some historic harms.
But if the black get $5 million, you want your check?
Yes.
Yeah. You want your check, Anchor Baby?
I get one?
You're Anchor Baby.
You probably have some black in you.
You're a personal color.
No, it's true. I showed my DNA to my viewers, and I am 3% black. So.
Where you get it from?
It shows.
It's
Where you get your DNA from?
I don't know.
Where do you get DNA from?
Spit,
from my body.
Hair.
How did you show it, Nick?
I spit in a tube and I sent it to a company, and then they gave me my results, and then I showed them.
Really?
Yep.
Now you're going to be all on the internet.
Yeah.
It's going to be Anchor Baby.
This was a while ago, and I already did the show where I said that was a mistake. But it's too late.
But the black people are going to get $5 million out of California. And we're already taking care of the illegal aliens and the homeless and everybody else and they mama. The out-of-wedlock babies and EBT cards. We ain't got no money. What a mess. Rick, out of Hampton, Virginia, you're on the air. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Jesse, what's going on with you, man?
Rick, your phone.
Hello, can you hear me?
No, not clearly.
Can you hear me, Jesse?
No.
What about now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's a little better, Rick. Jesse, go ahead.
Jesse, what I was talking about, man, what was that? It was a lady that called in before, like she was going through some stuff. And I don't know why it seemed like, man. Yep, I don't know why it seemed like people are going through a lot of mental issues, man.
Because they're angry. All angry people are mentally ill. That's what anger is about, mentally illness.
You know what? Do you think depression can cause that?
No, anger causes depression.
Wow, because you know what? I always say it that too, because it's amazing, Jesse. Even the church is a lot of, like, half them folks going through mental issues.
Because they're angry.
Like, it is anger.
God is not involved in religion, so the church people are angry too.
And they'd be going out emotions with their hand, Holy Spirit. You know, before then, I used to say, man, how come all of them do that? You know, everybody be like, had their hands in the air, hollering and screaming, you know.
Put your hand in the air like you just don't care.
Yeah, you know how everybody put their hands waving their hands in the air, hollering and screaming. Oh, what the Lord has delivered me from.
But the reason that religious people are mentally ill is because they only got the words and ideas about God, but they don't know God. They're still separated. God is not in religion. So they're still angry and they're still lost.
Wow. I thank God, man. I let go of my anger, Jesse.
Oh, good.
I'll tell you what.
So you don't get angry anymore?
You know what? It's been a while. Now I know
you know how sometimes you go to when somebody like being, you know, for like, I'll give you a good example. Let's say like if somebody cuts you off and, you know, just cut you off, or even people are driving too slow. You know how it is. Everybody was, man, drive and stuff. I just like say, well, maybe he's 90 years old. He's, you know, he's driving slow. You know what I'm saying? Instead of like getting upset.
So you don't get angry anymore?
No.
You never get angry again?
Nope.
Right on.
Hey.
Anger is of the devil.
I don't know about the future, Jesse, but as of now, no. But I definitely try to definitely keep it, because one thing about it, man, when you keep a clear mind, you're not angry, you make better decisions, you don't create no chaos for you.
Yeah.
It's just a different, you can think clearly, make better decisions, you can hear from God. You can't hear from God with all that rage in you, man. Like you said, the devil's your boss.
Wait on God, he wait on you.
Oh, what are you thinking about Tony?
Who?
You know that, Tony, what he was talking about this morning. Was y'all talking about that guy that had a gun and Ice shot him?
Yeah.
When Tony called this morning.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You said Tony from California, right?
Yeah. He's trying to say that man had a right to protest with a gun. If he would have never had that gun and wouldn't have been messed with Ice, he'd be breathing today, if you will.
As a matter of fact, he had not even been there. He had no been to being there, period. And he may be alive today.
The man even had a gun on him.
Yeah, but even if he didn't have a gun, he could have had a dress on. If he had no been to being there, why do people try to do their job?
But you know what? I really think, I don't know if the Democrats encourage these people to act up the way they do. But it's like, if ICE is trying to serve warrants on people that are illegal, you need to step out the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, let them do their job.
Do their job, absolutely.
You know, let them enforce the law. But I really think, I don't know if the Democratic Party...
You fight the law, the law is going to win.
Here's another thing too, that Jesse, when you do stupid acts, you win stupid prizes.
That's right. I gotta run because of time. I appreciate your call, man.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Jesse. Love you guys. Y'all keep spreading this truth, man. Everybody and their mama will listen to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for knowledge. When you make bad choices, when you fight against ICE, you win bad prizes.
There you go. Amazing. Thank you, Red.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super,
super. Super chats.
VMST80. Jesse, yesterday you conspiracy theory that Minnesota officials want chaos to distract from corruption. I think you are right, but I've always heard you poo-poo any conspiracy theory. 9/11 was an inside job for the same reason. Love you.
What's 9/11?
The terror attack on those Twin Towers, 2001. And, you know, the Pentagon and the field crash.
And what about that?
That it was an inside job to distract from corruption.
That's what the people say it was? I don't even remember what happened
says,
now.
I know. It's been at least 25 years.
Thank you for your super chat, though. I don't remember what happened back then, but I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Aaron B., welcome, JLP show member.
Thank you. Amazing.
Skip Log. Go.
Skip Log.
Soccer ball and money sign emojis.
What was the beginning?
Goal.
Amazing. Thank you. I hear that goal is going up.
Nice.
And them their heels. Amazing.
Walking Roscoe with a BQ answer.
What is the difference between civil rights and human rights?
Human rights, quote unquote, divide us by countries and kingdoms. Quote unquote, civil rights divide us by race and nationalities. Both have division in common.
Amazing. Thank you. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Julie of Texas, God bless Bond and all you do to put on an amazing show.
And thank you, Julie, and I appreciate your support.
Shout out to Games for Rec, Kid Combo One, Misty, and the rest of the supporters on the D-Live crew.
Shout out. Thank you.
Nick M. Should I wake up early in the morning before the sun to do the silent prayer?
Before 6 a.m.? No later than that. Thank you. I got to do this real fast.
We'll read the rest of these soon.
Amazing. Y'all. Let me go to Ardeen out of Colorado. Ardeen, you are on the air.
Hi, how you doing this morning?
All is well, Ardeen.
Good, good. I just want to make a couple comments.
Real fast.
Hopefully it was great holidays. Yes. I was wanting to say the gentleman that was there during the protest in Minneapolis had every right to be there.
No, he didn't.
To First Amendment rights.
That's
First
not
Amendment
true.
Rights. Yes, he had
no right to interfere with the law. That's why the law won.
First Amendment rights. Law didn't win yet.
Yeah, the
and
law
also,
won.
He has every right to have a gun.
Apparently, right you have a right to bear arms or whatever, but you don't have a right to interfere with the law during his job.
He wasn't offended. He wasn't. He wasn't working with the law. He was working against.
That's right.
Criminals.
But he should have been
there. He was working
there.
Against criminals.
Do you agree?
Against
he should not have
criminals.
Been there.
He needs to. Do the protest that he felt good needs to do.
It was reported that he was following them. Allegedly, should he have been doing that?
He has every right to.
To follow the law while they're trying to do their job?
They weren't doing a job. When they were, what I saw,
they were collecting illegal aliens. Is that doing a job?
Why can't
is that
they
doing
do
a job? Collecting illegal
why
aliens.
Why can they not? Do
that's
it
not
a
the question.
Way.
That's not the question.
My question is, why can they not do it a different way?
And do
why
they have a right to collect illegal aliens?
In a legal way, yes.
They were doing it in a legal
way. But they
way.
Weren't legal.
ICE didn't get no, in the way of the protesters. The protesters got in the way of the ICE people. What? What's wrong with you, ID? Okay.
You really need to start reading more.
What's wrong
please,
with you, Adi?
Reading a book more.
Adi,
read a book more.
Adi.
Because you're doing
what's wrong with
you?
They got
fans.
An ICE way. ICE didn't get in their way.
You're doing a disservice to your fans. I don't know how you have fans, but a disservice to your fans.
I don't know how you believe
what
you believe
them,
either.
You're telling them lies.
I got to run because of time. Call me tomorrow, Adi. We're so out of time. We can't do Super Chats either, huh? The Hake Report is coming up now. To the callers, I am totally out of time. Ardeen, call me back tomorrow. I want to hear your mess. So call me back tomorrow, Ardeen. And Hake is coming up now. Then the Anchor Baby. Thank you all for your support. We'll finish the Super Chat the first thing tomorrow, Hake. Remind me. All right. Thank you all. Amazing. Have a good day.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.